Hello and welcome to another episode of Transform. Last week, we started a series called Forget and Be Fruitful, and we talked about Joseph being the evidence of God in the land of affliction. We're going to continue with that story today. Now remember, Joseph was a guy living in a land of affliction, living in slavery because he was sold out and betrayed by his brothers. So he understood the affliction that came from the brothers and the affliction that came from others in his life. Now let me read you a scripture. Now before the year of famine came, two sons were born to Joseph, whom Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, priest of On, bore to him. Joseph named the firstborn Manasseh, for he said, God has made me forget my trouble and my father's household. Wow, that's an amazing name, that God has made me forget. Let me give you a definition of remember. Remember means to bring to mind or think of again. Remember means to keep in mind for consideration. It means to retain in the memory. Now, let's look at the word forget. It means to lose the remembrance of, to be unable to think of or recall, to cease from doing, or this one I love, to treat with inattention or disregard. And the last one, to disregard intentionally. Now, I want you to think about this for just a moment. We don't forget the things of the past. We don't actually forget and can't remember what happened. But one of the most important things about this are the last two definitions, that we would treat with inattention or disregard, or we would disregard it intentionally. Now, in that land of affliction, such as what Joseph lived, God will help you forget that affliction, not because you can't remember, but because he's in the land of affliction with you. You know, there's a big difference between going through hard times with God and going through hard times without God. There's a big difference between going through heartache and sorrow and mourning with him and without him. And while you go through it with him, while you're still going through it, he has the ability to help temper the pain, to help temper the mourning, because he gives joy in the midst of that journey. Now, here's what happens. So many times, God is with us in the land of affliction to help us to forget it or to not give it the attention that it needs, but we're too busy remembering and massaging the affliction. All we want to talk about is what happened. All we want to talk about is the pain. All we want to talk about is the hurt. All we want to talk about is the wound. And we need to do that for a bit. And yet, it cannot become the focus of our life. You may be in the land of affliction, like Joseph was, because of the jealousy of the brothers. Let me give you a great tidbit about that. They were jealous of him, and others may be jealous of you and afflict you. But the Bible says God is jealous for you. And if he is jealous for you, he will defend you. He will walk with you. And he'll be there with you in the midst of that affliction. You may be in the land of affliction like Joseph because somebody hated you. His brothers hated him. What a terrible thing it is to be hated. What a terrible thing it is to have somebody to hate you for no reason. But you know what? God loves you fiercely. As much as they may hate you, God loves you. The land of affliction is a land of slavery, but God will elevate you in the land. Joseph goes there as a nobody. He goes there as a slave. He ends up a prisoner, but at the right moment, God gave an opportunity for him to be elevated out of all of that. Joseph didn't do anything to get elevated other than stay faithful to God. Listen to me, if you'll stay faithful in the time of affliction, if you will stay faithful in that season of affliction, God will bring you out of that affliction. And that is exactly what he did for Joseph. You see, sometimes we go through the land of affliction and that season of affliction, and we feel like everybody has forgotten us. Nobody knows what we're going through. Nobody cares what we're going through. Sometimes we even think that maybe God forgot us, but the fact is God hasn't forgotten you. God never forgot Joseph when he was in that land of affliction. And so here's what happens. He has a son in that land of affliction. And what does he name him? God has helped me forget my affliction and what my brothers did to me. Now, let's again remember, he didn't forget it. He remembered it. He knew what they did. But what he did was he chose to intentionally not regard it. He chose to intentionally not massage it. He chose to not live out of the hurt and live out of the wound and live out of the betrayal in the land of affliction. Many times, let's face it, we want to live out of the wound and we want to live out of the betrayal. But Joseph didn't do that. He intentionally disregarded it. Even to the point where the brothers showed up one day in need of food and he could have killed them and nobody would have said a word, he chose to disregard the past in order to give them a present and give them a future. And so here's the deal. God will help you to forget your affliction. He'll help you to intentionally disregard it so it doesn't hinder you the rest of your life. Allow God to help you forget your affliction. Have a great day.